Oh. My relentless fire. I just didn't want this moment to pass to kind of tell you what I'm feeling and seeing. They started singing today about the surrounding love of God. And that's really a verse out of Psalm 32, verse 7, where the psalmist talks about surrounding us with songs of deliverance. And literally the word there means to encircle. I don't know how many times over the past year we've been drawn back into this circle of his, this circle dance of his love, this perichoresis, this divine mystery of who he is. And I feel like when Paige got into that flow about he is so faithful, he is so constant, I just heard a whisper that said, check out the meaning of that in mathematics. And I'm not a mathematician, but I can remember from my math days, the constant, what is the constant? And it's a simple definition, and it simply means non-variance. And how many times have you talked about being delivered from the impoverished Western judicial mindset that I think at the root of that mindset is that he varies. Good cop, bad day, good day. And I want you to know today, I feel in the music this morning that there's something familiar here, but there's also a new dimension we're being called in. There was a new sound, Matt, coming through your voice earlier that I think is important. But I just want you to know, my world got rocked several years ago when I believe I was taken into a dimension of non-variance. When it finally dawned in my consciousness that he simply is unable to change who he is as unconditional love. When it hit me, that this sentence hit me, the utter impossibility of him to be anything other than perfect love. That my inconstancy does not affect his constancy. And I believe that shift is happening, and I believe it's significant for somebody listening or some people listening today that if you can just step into the constancy and the faithfulness of his heart to simply have no ability to vary. I want you to receive that today. I want you to feel that today. That's so simple. I'm up here wanting to complicate it, and I'm hearing I am constant. That is the word. I the essence of faithfulness maybe is constancy. The absolute inability of him to vary. There is no variance in it. Think about that. That every day I wake up, he is the same. His heart toward me is the same. I believe right now that has the capacity to heal some insecurity of some people listening to this. You can feel that. I feel that frequency flowing through me. I feel it flowing through you guys. And I just feel like, Paige, if you will, let's just step back in and declare he is faithful. He is constant. Just one more time before we move on here.
Oh, so faithful. Oh, so constant. Relentless Father, it's who you are, who you are. Oh, so faithful, oh, so constant. Relentless Father, it's who you are, it's who you are. Oh, so faithful, oh, so constant. Relentless Father, it's who you are, it's who you are. Oh, so faithful, and you're oh so constant. Relentless Father, it's who you are, who you are. Oh, so faithful, oh so constant. This Father is who you are, it's who you are. Oh, so faithful, oh, so constant. faithful and true. You do not move, you are trustworthy. You are trustworthy. Oh, you are faithful and true. You don't change, you don't move, you are trustworthy. Oh, so settle down now, settle down my soul. Settle down my mind, he is trustworthy. Trustworthy, just rest right here, right now. Right here, right now, he's holding you. He's holding you. He's trustworthy. He's trustworthy.
I just want to stay in this flow a little while longer, because specifically as we were in that flow, Tyler was playing. I feel like there are keys in those keys. So we're just going to flow. I just feel like we ought to flow a little bit more this morning, because I feel like some things are being unlocked in the area of trust, in our ability to be able to declare that he's trustworthy. And I'm going to give some scripture on that in just a moment, but we know how to do this flow. If you're engaging with us, you know how to do this flow. So just engage the fullness of your heart wherever you're watching this from, whenever you're watching it, and believe that as he plays those keys, that that is a prophetic picture of things being unlocked. What is locked up in you because you have served a God that is other than the one that is revealed in Jesus? What has been locked up in me specifically in the area of trust this morning? Maybe you find yourself in a situation where you need ruthless trust. You need trust that is unedited, trust that is raw and real. I want you right now, as these keys are being played, I want you to start feeling that deep place and the deep-seated part of who you are begin to unlock as grace to see that he is trustworthy right now. Come on.